I hadn't seen Lindsay for a few months since I'd been deployed in Germany on a mission, and I came back to base after working all day to find that she had sent me a care package. Inside were goodies from our home state of Texas, along with an envelope that said not to open until we FaceTimed. "What is this, Linz?" I asked as I held up the envelope. Her smile was as big as the Texas sky.
"Just open it, Nolan."
I laughed while she bounced around in her chair. I could practically feel her excitement over the computer. "Does it have something to do with the wedding?" I had asked Lindsay to marry me before I left for pilot training school, but with how crazy my life had been the last few years, we'd put off the wedding until things calmed down. We were planning on getting married this summer, and I had already put in for my leave. For 3 glorious weeks, it would only be me and Lindsay, alone on a beach in St. Lucia.
"Nope. This time, believe it or not, it's not about the wedding."
I opened the envelope and looked inside. My heart beat faster, and I noticed my hand shook as I pulled out a sonogram picture. There was a red heart drawn on the picture with the words "La Bebe" typed onto it, with an arrow that pointed to a small spot. It took me a moment to let the French words sink in. Lindsay loved French and took it in both high school and college. Then it hit. My head jerked up, and I looked at the computer screen. "We're having a baby?" I asked, my voice shaking slightly. She nodded and burst into tears.
"We're having a baby."
It's fun watching people. It's an exercise in patience and humility. When you watch people, you try to be invisible, blending into the crowd so that no one pays attention to you. There's the odd moment when someone will catch my eye and give me a smile. But when I don't acknowledge them, they always look away quickly, embarrassed and unnerved. That's how you can unbalance someone without saying a word. Don't even acknowledge them. My grandfather always told me that to be successful in our business, you need to know people. And to know them, you need to study them. You need to know how they think, how they feel, how they react, and you need to be an actor. You need to make people believe whatever you want them to believe about you, without you ever having to say a word. And I learned how to become the best actor there was. I could make anyone believe anything I wanted them to, until it came to her. She made me believe I had a heart. She made me love. And then she left. And every good part of me left as well. She started cranking the handle to raise the window back up. Cullen stuck his fist in the opening. She glowered up at him.
"What do you want?"
"In general, you out of my life. At the moment, you out of my parking lot. What's wrong with the car?" Reynolds swallowed, the slight trembling of her hands betraying the effort it was taking to keep herself together. Either that, or she was a good actress.
"I told you, it won't start."
"That's a symptom, not a diagnosis, Skylar." It was the first time Cullen used her first name, and he wasn't sure why he did it. Didn't want to think about it either. "Open the hood." After shaking her head and throwing up her hands, Skylar leaned over to comply. Pulling off his Armani jacket, Cullen rolled up his sleeves and scrutinized the inner workings of her car, the rain battering against his shirt. The engine compartment was filthy and appeared as if it hadn't received the proper maintenance. Then he caught sight of the culprit. One of the clamps that attached to the battery had come completely loose. There was obvious corrosion there, too. Yanking out his pocket square, Cullen wiped down the terminal and reattached the cable to the battery, then did the same to the second terminal. Head still under the hood, Cullen yelled out, "Try her now!" He heard Skylar turn her ignition, and the car sputtered to life.
Legion pursed his lips while he pondered my answer, before smiling.
"Fair assessment, but not every act of kindness is laced with personal gain. What of those who give to charity?"
I shrugged again. "Tax deductions, or building up karma for their own potential time of need? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It always comes back to self." Legion burst out laughing, and I couldn't help grinning. It was powerful and beautiful, like everything about him. I didn't want him to stop.
Such cynicism at such a young age,
Legion said, sobering. I'm not that young. I'm 25, I said, feeling irrationally offended.
I am well aware of that, he said mockingly.
My face heated at my little tantrum. Of course he would know. He probably had a file on me a mile long. Legion suddenly leaned towards me. I froze, and my breath caught in my throat as his lips brushed against my left ear.
You will want to die for me, the man.